Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Holland Capitis. On that Fan Hotline, Rob Rossi of The Athletic. Rob covers the Penguins. Rob does marvelous work. We love talking to Rob. It's sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky. So we brought on today a person whose disposition matches the weather. That is Rob Duity. Hello.
Hello, Chris. Before we start our Levine scatology here, I have to, if I may, and since I will, because you went long last segment, denying me more time for this citizens here. I'm going to wish my longtime friend from high school, Justin Gremba, a very happy birthday. He's now a year older than me by about a few weeks, and I'm very excited to know that he's winning that contest for a little bit.
Justin, happy birthday, buddy. Today is the oldest you've ever been. I always like that joke. I don't know why.
Yeah. People always ask me, like, happy birthday, and I'm like, thanks, congratulations. I'm now 1 year closer to the end of my life, but appreciate you for that.
I was going to say, it's very on brand. I also like the old Mitch Hedberg line of where he says, here's a picture of me when I was younger. And it's like, dude, every picture is one of you when you were younger.
Yeah.
By definition, that is what a picture is.
My favorite new one is people talking about taking things to the logical end, right? Because how many times have you really been there and gone, you know what, I'm going to go to the illogical end willingly?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, given the way I live my life, maybe I've tried to do that a couple of times, but still. To hockey we go here, Rob. First things first is just more the current – I feel like it's a current events question with the Penguins that needs to get asked, and I am curious what you think. Jeff Carter, early returns so far on him.
I thought you were going to give me the business for giving you some information that was outdated last Sunday before you wrote your column.
No.
Look, I've really liked what I see of Jeff Carter. I loved the move. It's been a long time since they made a move where I went, oh yeah, that really fits. I mean, without a whole lot of cost, I should say. I remember thinking similarly to when they acquired Carl Hagelin during the 2015-16 season. I remember, like, that was a really late-night trade, too, happening when he was on the West Coast. And it was like, I just remember reading about it that morning, like, as it was going down and being like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what they need. And I think Carter is that. I think people can already see the guy can still skate, which I'm always more worried about that than anything for a player because it's, like, non-negotiable, right? If Mike Sullivan doesn't think you can skate and push the pace, you're not going to play, and if you are, you're going to be forced into the lineup, and you're not going to really have a chance to succeed. See Patrick Marleau last year, right? So with Carter, I think the fact that he's versatile enough to play center helps them as insurance, not for if Evgeny Malkin doesn't come back, just for A, if for whatever reason Malkin and Crosby run into a tough defensive matchup in a series, and B, if one of them go down. And it also lengthens their lineup so much because he can and probably should be playing winger, and I'll be fascinated to see what they do when Malkin comes back. I think that's probably the biggest open question about how they arrange these lines if you assume Brandon Tanev can't really be a participant. So I think Jeff Carter, for this year, people are going to love him, and to be honest, at his price next year, I think he's going to be a bargain.
That actually dovetails with, I ask you stuff like that, Rob, because I don't want to get over my skis about being very excited about a particular new acquisition. And I wrote the column saying I don't want them to do anything, blah, blah, blah. I feel dumb for writing that now just because the fit seems so obvious, like you said, that it's going to be a good thing for them this and maybe next year, too. As far as Sid goes, this is like one of those ones where I put you on the spot here. Give me something, since his reputation is always about constantly refining but also adding new little wrinkles to his game. That's been one of the sort of takes people have put out there into the ether about him for his entire career. Is there something you've seen from Sidney Crosby in 2021 that you feel like is another new little tweak or evolution, like something to appreciate for the hockey purist out there?
I think his beard game has never been better. You know, that's a really good question, Chris. I'm going to say no, and for this reason. I haven't had as good an up-close look, and here's why I'm saying this. I'm not using it as an excuse. I've always thought the real advantage I have or people have had who cover Sidney on a daily basis is we get to see him in practice a lot, right? And then he'll do some things in practice, and then you'll be able to sort of ask him about it and not a, you know, sort of WebEx impersonal way. You'll just be able to say, hey, I've seen you doing this lately. What is that? And then he'll usually, you know, just tell you what he's thinking about it. And you'll be like, oh, okay. That's what he's added this year. Hasn't really been an opportunity to do that. And he's added so much over the years that I think everything now is just a wrinkle. I will say this. I do think this is the year he's going to get a Selke nomination. I think a lot of that is because, you know, the THWA vote is we have a smaller group this year. I'm not voting for the first time in my career. It's only going to be 100 voters this year. And I think there is sort of this understanding that Crosby needs to be in the discussion for a major award, given the way the Penguins season has gone. I would argue that he should be in the discussion for the MVP right now, honestly, above anybody. Just because we have not, in Pittsburgh even, wrapped our mind around everything this team has gone through this year. So the one thing I've noticed from him this year that I think has amplified something I've always known, his particular type of leadership, of his particular ability to sort of bend another teammate or a group of people that, you know, make up the team to his will, to his personality. He does it differently than Michael Jordan, Chris, but we've talked about this before. It's Jordan-like. He has that type of ability that very few athletes have. Tom Brady has it. I don't think Crosby gets enough credit for it. This Penguins team has taken on his personality more than
I would liken it more to Brady than Rob, I would liken it to Brady way more than Jordan, because I've never gotten the sense with Brady that he rules his teammates by fear. It's definitely an intensity there,
yeah, it's,
but everybody I've talked to, like Doran Dickerson has talked about stories standing at a urinal at 6 a.m. just having joined the Patriots, and he never even played like a regular season game for them, and Brady knew his name, walked up to him and said, I just love to win, Doran. Glad to have you in here, or something like that.
Yeah, if I had to compare it to anybody, it would be Mark Messier, based off the stories I heard about people that played with Messier in various spots in terms of as fierce of a competitor as he was on the ice. If a new player came to a team that Messier was on, Messier made it a point to make sure that player went to dinner with him one-on-one. Messier made the point to make sure that player had his number right away and knew he could come over to his apartment or house or wherever he was at the time and sort of talk about whatever they needed to talk about. That's why you've tended to see guys willing to sort of skate through walls, the analogy for Messier. And I think you see that with Sid. The difference is he hasn't been able to take them to dinner this year. And I think the Jordan way of doing things, Chris, wouldn't work in a year like this. But the Crosby way of just sort of in your own way making everybody feel like they're part of it and that they want to sort of try to drive the thing the same way you do, that makes the Penguins' best teams when they've had them really tough to beat in a playoff series. We'll see how this works out, but this team shares that hallmark with some of their better teams.
What's the secret sauce? We're talking to Rob Rossi of The Athletic here for a couple more minutes. Rob, what's the secret sauce for Mike Sullivan that has allowed him to just continually freshen the message and never seem to lose his guys and lose that power of message that we've seen with so many previous Penguins coaches?
I would say Mike Sullivan is a man with the necessary ego to do his job without the stubbornness to make it the same message all the time. And without the, you know, people, every coach has a level of stubbornness. They believe in the way their team plays. But we're first of all, I think the Penguins make a lot of changes that people don't necessarily appreciate because they're not wholesale systemic changes. They're little tweaks. But I think with Sullivan, it's very much his messaging is what you see and what you get. And I liken it, I think, you know, people might not like this comparison, but if you look at Mike Tomlin, right, he doesn't always say the same thing, usually does. He'll tweak something just enough, but usually the manner in which Mike speaks is more important than the words he's saying. He usually tips his hand, right, with the way he will say a word, the types of sentences, if they're shorter or longer, whatever, if he uses a certain phrase, and that will tell you all you need to know about where he is in his comfort level with his team. And from my understanding that Mike does the same thing with his players behind closed doors, I know for a fact Mike Sullivan does that with the Penguins. And so they know how to read him very well. There's no ambiguity. And I think that's the reason he can sustain this success. Most coaches that lose a team legitimately lose a team, Chris. They lose the ability or they lose the efficiency with which they communicate with that team. And then they go outside their comfort zone, and that's when players just tune you out. Mike has not done that.
Quick question, Rob, and then a slightly more detailed one to follow to finish things off here. How important, the quick one is, how important is it or does winning the division matter for this team?
Yeah, I think it is an important. Look, they've only done it, what, twice in the Crosby era, so it's not like it happens all the time. I think there's a real benefit to this team starting the first two games at home. That doesn't mean they can't go on the road and win, but they've been so good at home this year. I think starting series on the road, especially if you draw, you know, Boston or the Islanders, because I think the Islanders are going to be a much tougher team for the Penguins, Chris, just because the additions they made with Palmieri and Zajac, and you'll want to get favorable matchups there. And also you'll be bringing injured guys like Malkin and Kapanen back. Being at home makes it a lot more comfortable for them. But, yeah, so I think it is important, yeah.
All right, a little bit more detail then. This team's 15th in goals allowed this year, but obviously they've been a lot better of late at goal prevention. What was the catalyst? Was there some sort of thing that you can detect that was behind? And I know it's tough because you're not in that room talking to these guys face-to-face.
Yeah.
What turned it around for Jarry and DeSmith?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think the quality of the chances they were facing is no longer as great. I mean, let's remember those first dozen games, right? We had how many times, you know, would I appear on your guys' show and it would be like, you know, they've given up like five chances this period that you wouldn't want to give up in a month's time. That changed. It didn't quite change overnight, but it got really good really quick. The second thing is I think both of those guys I think Casey DeSmith sort of been Casey DeSmith the same at the beginning of the year. Tristan Jarry has had this thing, for whatever reason, where wherever he's been, anytime him and Casey DeSmith went head-to-head, the other guy outperformed him, and it was noticeably. And you were seeing that at the beginning of the year. I think one of the key decisions was giving Jarry that time away, letting him collect himself, take that deep breath. I'm sure they reinforced to him, hey, you're our guy. This is not like you battling for your job. This is to get you right. I think after that, you saw him settle in. You saw him more confident. You can usually tell he's confident by the way he's challenging puck handlers, challenging action with his stick. He's been doing that a lot more. I think you can make a real case, Chris. I didn't think I'd ever say this, that the Penguins have the best goaltending going into the playoffs out of the East. I'm not sure there's a goalie in the division right now that I think is significantly better than Tristan Jarry or Casey DeSmith, And even Boston's 1-2 punch, I feel more secure in the Penguins because, let's face it, the guy in Boston quit on his team last year in the playoffs. So there is that.
He's Rob Rossi. Sunny disposition over at The Athletic, and today is the oldest he's ever been. Thank you, Rob.
Chris, I like when it's sunny, but cold, because then you trip people. I like to mess with words.
Goodbye, Rob.